Found you rambling gamblers, there's a story that I want to say. About the greatest gambler, you should know him by name. His name was Willie O'Connelly, and he gambled all his life. He had 27 children, but he never had a wife. They say, ride, Willie, ride. And they say, roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you are gambling now, we don't. Wherever you are gambling now, we don't really know. You would gamble in the White House and in the railroad yards. Wherever there was people, there was always Willie and his cards. He had the reputation as the gamblingest man around. Wives would keep their husbands home when Willie came to town. He's a ride, Willie, ride. And roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you are gambling now, we don't really know. Sailing down the Mississippi to a town called New Orleans. They're still talking about that card game on that Jackson River Queen. Come to win some money, gambling Willie said. When the game of finally ended up, the old iron boat was his. They say, why? They say, whoa. All our money we don't know. Up in the Rocky Mountains in a town called Triple Creek, there was a poker game that lasted a week. 900 miners laid their money down when Willie let the room on the whole goddamn town. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you are gambling now, we don't even know. We ba de ba ba de de le le ba ba de ba 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 da 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 da. When you play the cards, Willie, you never really knew if he was bluffing or if he was true. He won a fortune from a man who folded in his chair. Ooh, he had a royal flush. Willie didn't even have a pen. They ride, Willie ride. And roll, roll. Wherever you are gambling now, oh, you don't even know. Thank you. a heart of gold, and this I know is true. He supported all his children and all their mothers too. Yeah, he wore no rings or fancy things like other gamblers wore. He spread his money, love, far and wide to help the sick and poor. Ride, Willie, ride, roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. The moral of the story, I think, is very plain to see. You can before you have to stop, because when you pull a dead man's hand, oh, your gambling days are up. Because one night they shot poor Willie through the head, and that was his tragic fate. Cards fell on the floor. They were aces backed with eights. So a man had lost all his money, and he said Willie was to blame. Shot poor Willie through the face. That was Willie's tragic fate. Now I said the moral of the story is very plain to see. Before you have to stop, because if you pull a dead man's hand, those gambling days are up.